From the KFNX Weather Bug Weather Center for this morning, a mainly clear sky, sunshine today with a high of 86. It'll be mainly clear tonight, low 60. Plenty of sunshine both Sunday and Monday with highs each day 80. Tuesday, partly sunny, high 82. I'm meteorologist Jim Minaldi from the KFNX Weather Bug Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 72 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
The Scottsdale Philharmonic, Arizona's premier philharmonic, will be hosting Beethoven's Ninth Symphony for free November 19th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., with doors opening at 3 p.m. VIP seating is available for $15 donations. The concert will be held in Scottsdale at 7601 East Shea Boulevard in the Scottsdale Bible Church. Again, that's 7601 East Shea Boulevard in Scottsdale. Don't miss this great orchestral and choral performance of Beethoven's Final Symphony, considered to be one of his greatest works.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage BK10123 will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now, 602-606-6728. And save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 323233.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 323233 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
Live from downtown Phoenix, Arizona, the heart of America's sunniest city, it's the return of the real estate show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers. Ready for your calls right now at 602-277-5369. That's 602-277-5369. And now, here they are, Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Independent Talk, KFNX 1100 AM, and featuring the Elton Brothers. Over 35 years combined real estate experience. Thanks for joining us on this Belmont Stakes Saturday. And I'm not talking about horse racing here in the Valley of the Sun. I'm Dave Elton, licensed realtor, Arizona Best Real Estate.
Rick Elton, licensed associate broker, Arizona Best Real Estate.
And we are
the Elton Brothers.
There was a join in, talk to the bros. Anything real estate related on the table, 602-277-KFNX. That's 602-277-5369. Or to chat off the air, our direct line, always on, 480-451-3318. And our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. Want to wish our vets out there a happy Veterans Day. Want to thank all those who have served, those who are serving, and those who are going to serve, and all their families who provide all the love and support they need. We appreciate it. Want to just get right into it and say we have another nonstop hour. Scintillating radio rushing your way. The latest real estate numbers. Plus, why is Bill Gates interested in Belmont, Arizona? Then in our loan segment, the latest and greatest on rates and programs. Deanne has all the details. Bottom of the hour, we got some top areas to invest in rental property. And down the stretch, listings, investment opportunities, much more. Our rental property deals of the week. But first, what's on your mind, bro?
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I want to talk about senses today.
Senses?
Senses. I was out showing 20 houses in 2 days.
The five senses, you mean?
Yes.
Ah.
And I will tell you that I've always known what I'm going to tell you, but I've experienced it more and more. One of the things that people don't understand as sellers that turns off buyers as much as smoke as much as smell, as much as road noise, as much as, what's another sense? You got hearing, which is traffic noise. You got smelling, which is mothballs.
You got color.
Smoke. Curry.
Yes.
Okay.
You want
visually.
Olfactory. Yes. Yes. Visually.
Visually, we see
a
what?
A palette of colors.
We see.
That could be rough.
We see power lines. We see things that are not appealing. One of the things that is not necessarily talked about as much, which is a killer, is darkness.
Oh, hello, darkness, my old friend.
Darkness. And it's such an easy fix. I will tell you that I walked into the most gorgeous house the other day in DC Ranch, and my people could not get a vibe because it was too dark. It was too dark. And you know what? People, the summer is over. If your house is on the market, take the sunscreens off. Take them off. Raise the window shades. Put lamps in there. I don't care if you have to drill holes in the roof and put skylights in. Do something to make homes appealing. This is Arizona. Arizona people like light and bright.
I can tell you this. As a photographer, every time I see a actual light that's working, it is on in my shot.
You have to put lights on. When you back to a busy street, what do? You put your fountain on because you think it cancels out it. If you smoke in your house, what do? You put a candle in there or you bake cookies because you think it cancels out the smell. That's what you think as sellers. Keep in mind when you got buyers walking into your house, they got fresh senses. They're on hypersensitivity. They smell. They see. They hear. What's the other one?
They do all of that. They touch. They feel.
They touch. They feel.
They want a connection is what you're saying.
They want a vibe. They want to feel it. They want the whole package.
And you know what? It's immediate. It's immediate.
People can walk.
It's like love at first sight. It's immediate when you walk into a house. You either feel it or you don't. And most of my buyers, and I'm sure yours, when they walk in, they know in the first second whether or not it's going to work. It has potential.
They get, yeah, exactly. When you first meet somebody, what's that saying that women know if they're going to have sex with a guy the first 30 seconds?
Really?
I'm just saying, that's what I hear.
But. So you gotta sort of have that relationship with the house, like whether or not you're going to actually, follow through on it.
It is much more than picking the cat poop off the sidewalk or the litter box. It's more than just cleaning your litter box and putting the dishes away. It's everything when you're trying to get top dollar for your house.
So buy a couple of light bulbs or four or 10. Make sure every one of them works.
Isn't that funny? I can't believe how many times I walk through houses and I try to turn on lights and the lights don't work. Guess what happens when a light doesn't work? The buyer thinks it's a $400 fixture, not a 2-cent light bulb. Come on, sellers. I saw 20 houses in 20 days in that $400,000 to $600,000 range in DC Ranch all over North Scottsdale, and I can't tell you how infuriating it got me for such beautiful homes that have the potential to show so well that are getting killed because of neglect. You're not going to get $550,000 for your house if you can't see it because it's too dark. You're not going to get $550,000 for your house if it smells like mothballs or smoke. If your house smells like smoke, you might as well just burn it to the ground. It's done. Smoke-smelling houses is worse than backing to a freeway. It's equivalent. People have allergies. People can't stand being in smoky houses. They just don't want that stuff anymore. But people still do it. It blows me out of the water. So back to light and darkness.
But see, light and dark, that's like you said, that is the easiest fix. Because if you do have a dark house, if it is a north-south house, let's say, it doesn't get the direct exposure, let's say. It is winter. It's even going to be darker. Buy lights.
North-south facing homes have a double-edged sword. You're going to have good electric bills. You're going to have but you're going to have a dark home, especially if you have overhang patios, which cover a lot of the windows. You got to buy lights. You got to do whatever it takes to get light in the house.
So let's review. Remove all the sunscreens. Buy lights, bulbs, high wattage. Buy lamps. Lamps are not that. Go to Home Goods. You could buy 10 lamps for $100.
But we don't want 10 lamps sitting around. There are very, very...
Well, you got to strategically place them.
Yes. Non-obtrusive lighting that says, I'm not trying to make this house light. It's just light.
Yeah, I guess I'm assuming it's like furnished.
Yeah.
But yeah, if it's vacant, you got
to... You don't want to go to Staples and pick up those floor lamps that you turn on. And it's like high incandescent lighting where you think you're like in the sun. You just want to get some really, really subtle lighting going on in the house to brighten it up. Especially the family rooms, not necessarily bedrooms as much. If they're dark, you know, you could do the best you can there. But I'm talking about the living spaces where people live.
Yeah.
There, I'll get off my soapbox.
And I'll tell you the other thing, dark colors. You see, lately, you know, the dark chocolate browns or the purples, which I've been running into, they make it dark too. Because it's not a non-reflective surface.
But there's also a difference between natural light and not being light because of furniture, because of this. You can get natural light into a property. It's much, much better. Do what it takes. Get those sunscreens off. Get those window coverings off.
Very good advice. Easy
fix. I'm telling you, we walked into this one house. My client would have bought it if it wasn't so dark.
Yeah.
And you know what? The agent and the seller didn't do a damn thing about it. They didn't do anything about it. It's just dark. Okay. It's dark. I sent my little feedback over to him and said, the house is too dark. Fix it and you'll sell it.
Okay.
Went back the next day to do a second showing on it. Still didn't fix it. My client was like, yeah, too dark. We're out. We're done.
You only, what is it? One chance to make a first impression. In your case, it was actually two chances.
Yeah, they had two shots at it. Didn't help.
Yeah.
I even called the agent, tried to leave her a message. Hey, do me a favor. Please go throw some lamps in there. Do something. Light a bonfire. Make it light, bright, anything. Nothing. But anyway.
We do our best.
If you're a seller, make sure you concentrate on all 10 of the senses.
Or at least 6 of them. Or 5.
Whatever there are.
Up next, the latest and greatest on rates, programs. Deanne has all the details. If we can get her on our show this Saturday morning, stay with us. We'll find out on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
What? Attention homeowners, interest rates are still low. Refinance to pay off credit card debt, car loan, home improvement, cash out, lower interest rate, 10 or 15 year mortgage strategy to pay off mortgage quickly. Call Mark Field at 602-241-2500 for a free consultation. Mark Field, U.S. Navy veteran, NMLS 965030. Geneva Financial, Arizona Banker License 0910215, NMLS 42056. Proud to be an equal housing lender. 602-241-2500.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 32323.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 32323 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
Healthy Habit Health Foods offers you the finest quality, fresh, natural, organic, and whole foods, supplements, body care products, and health information in a fun, comfortable, and clean environment. Located in Phoenix on 7th Street, just north of Bethany Home, open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Call 602-252-6000. That's 602-252-6000. Or visit your doorway to total health 24 hours a day at HealthyHabitHealthFoods.com. HealthyHabitHealthFoods.com.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage, BK 10123, will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now, 602-606-6728. And save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518.
January 1st is the big date for health insurance renewals. Rates at your business may continue to skyrocket. I am Paul Breslow, owner of Breslow Insurance and Benefits. I have helped Valley businesses with health insurance and employee benefits for over 20 years. I love working with new ideas and the best partners. We can improve services and reduce costs for your company. Contact me, Paul Breslow, today via email, paul@hraz.com. That's paul@hr for human resources and az for arizona.com.
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers, is brought to you by Deanne Reisner, NMLS 203518, with Suburban Mortgage, BK 10123. With 20 years of experience, Deanne has the right loan for you. Give Deanne a call today at 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728.
Everybody needs a home. Welcome back to The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, licensed agents slash brothers with Arizona Best Real Estate. Call us direct anytime, 480-451-3318. Right now, if you have a financing question or a refinancing question, Deanne Reisner's direct line with Suburban Mortgage, 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728. She has over 24 years in the mortgage industry, one of the best in town at what she does. Just ask all the realtors who will not do a deal unless their client's loan has first been
deannetized.
Do we have Deanne? I don't know if she's with us yet or not. Nope, not yet. It's Saturday. It's potluck. You never know what you're going to get. So hopefully Deanne will call in. But if she doesn't, I can tell you this. We've been working with Deanne for five, six, 7 years, something like that. She's been sponsoring the show. We've been doing deals. And she does them all. Deanne is an expert at VA, FHA, investment property, conventional buyers, 3% down, 5% down, 10%, 15%, 20%. She, you know, has intricate knowledge about how to help you qualify for the loan that's best for you.
You know what happens every time I get a contract, right? I get a contract on a purchase to purchase one of my, my listings, and I don't really know the lender, never really heard about the lender, and you know, you start to get that edgy feeling like a, you know, dog that doesn't have any water, you know, it's like, so then, you know, but when you work with somebody that you've worked with over the years, you know things are going to get done. You just know. And so that part of the transaction, you could kind of rest assured that things are going to go pretty smooth.
It's not one of those, well, it's just a goal.
Yeah.
The close of escrow is a goal.
I had that the last transaction, one of the last ones I did about 2-3 weeks ago, where the agent, the lender said to me, well, those close of escrow dates, they're just like a date to shoot for. To shoot for. Meanwhile, buyers and sellers have moving vans, utilities changing over, interest rate locks, just having to buy other houses, moving on
other transactions
lives,
other, in the works,
other things.
Yeah. No, those are.
And you got a lender who starts the process and she says, yeah, it's just kind of a date that we shoot for.
All time frames in contracts are sacrosanct. And I wish actually more agents took it that way. You know, like when you have a response time and you're not going to make it, let the other agent know because, you know, your contract's basically dead if it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And a lender doesn't meet a time frame. Yeah, that messes up a lot of things. These are big items.
A lot of times buyers and sellers don't communicate to their agents what's going on in their heads, and they kind of go MIA in the middle of a transaction or in the middle of negotiating. So sometimes agents don't communicate back to other agents because they haven't been communicated to, but that's wrong. Just say, listen, I'm working on it. I will get back to you in an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours.
You said communication. Magic word. So important.
And you know what? I mean, so many people text, so many people email, so many people do it virtually. They don't necessarily pick up phone anymore and go, hey, guess what? Running into a little delay. I'll be back with you as soon as I can. Pick up the phone. Call people. Communicate with people. I'm old school. I've been doing this 25 years now. I'm still old school. I pick up the phone. I call people. I actually get them on the phone, talk to them.
It's the only way to go.
Follow up with an email so you have it as a record. But communication is the name of the game in real estate.
And aside from Deanne, a great communicator, she also has a great team behind her. Her processor, underwriting, they do everything in-house. They get loans done. They do them fast. They can get them done in 2 weeks if needed. So the first step is to pick up the phone. As Rick says, give Deanne a call. If you are a first-time homebuyer, if you're a VA, want to check your VA eligibility. If you're an investor, want to see if something's going to cash flow, find out your budget. Any of these things, debt-to-income ratios. If you want to try to qualify for the Maricopa County bond program, there's lots of different nuances to that and qualifications. Deanne can help you. You just got to give her a call, 602-606-6728, 602-606-6728. I know rates have been a little fluctuating, but still overall very good, around 4 for conventional, 5 for investor.
They've been stable.
The govies, the government loans, FHA, VA, been under 4, 3.875. So still a great rate climate out there.
Stable as she goes, Captain.
I want to talk about,
which is kind of weird because the 10-year treasury has been up and down like a little, it's like a heart monitor.
Yeah.
Up, down, up, down, up, down. But rates have not necessarily been following the 10-year as they normally do.
10-year was, like, I know it was 2.56, something like that. 2.6, right in that vicin.
That a little lower. It was 2.6. Now it got down to 2.2, 2.3. Now I think it's a little up. So that may affect 2.5. Rates next week.
Yeah. All right. Give Deanne a call. Rates are constantly juggling, as they say. So I teased in the open, Rick, Belmont Stakes Saturday, but I'm not talking about horse racing. I am, in fact, talking about Belmont, Arizona.
Is there actually a city, Belmont, Arizona? Are they naming their own city?
Well, no, there is a thing. Tonopah. That's right. Thank you very much. It's right outside of Tonopah.
Nice. Courtney,
our specialized engineer over there.
Our geography.
I was going to actually give Rick the quiz, you know, about Belmont, and I was waiting for him to fail, but you chimed in, so I appreciate that.
Fail?
Well, what's interesting is that Rick, you know, owns property out in Buckeye.
Sundance.
And it's kind of on the way to Tonopah.
But, so this is all music to my ears. And we actually sold a house not long ago.
Let me give you the broad strokes of what happened. So billionaire Microsoft founder Bill Gates, one of his investment firms, Cascade Investments LLC, has paid close to $80 million for a big piece of land in Belmont. Belmont, Arizona. What could be so important that is going on in Belmont, Arizona at the 339th Avenue and 10 intersection? So I take you back to 2006. That was the top of the real estate market. And we had a builder out here, a very enterprising builder by the name of Engel Homes. Engel Homes was developing this area out there in Belmont. In fact, they paid some $11 million to develop this land, which was comprised of almost 20,000 acres. And they spent years entitling this.
What does entitle mean?
Entitle means getting it ready for development. And it's a huge part of selling land. When it's entitled, that you've already gone through the city. You've gotten all the requirements out of the way. Okay. You can now sell off plots to, say, developers and such.
It's so, master planned.
Well, it's not necessarily master planned, but the land is ready to be master planned. Okay. It's one of the largest tracts in the country that is ready to be master planned. And so Engel Homes in the crash went bankrupt. This land was then bought up for next to nothing by another, outfit, and then cut to now there's talk about making what they call the I-11 corridor to Las Vegas, coming off of this land through Wickenburg. And suddenly Belmont is at the intersection of Las Vegas and Phoenix. And suddenly, now Bill Gates comes in.
You know what I smell?
$7,500 an acre.
Guess what I smell? Hyperloop.
Well, that's interesting. You should mention that because it's entitled. They are planning to do like roads for self-driving cars. It's supposed to be like the most technologically advanced master planned community in the country. 110,000 homes potentially could go there.
Guess who's going to buy 5 acres of Belmont?
The Elton Brothers?
Tesla.
Oh, Tesla. That's right.
Tesla's going to start putting their offices of Hyperloop.
Suddenly the 303, the I-10, all that stuff. Now out there, and Phoenix is going to be, you can see it happening, people, the largest city in the country.
And guess what helps? Area. And guess it helps me in Buckeye. Buckeye finally come to fruition.
Coming back, we're going to talk about some areas to invest in rental property next on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
Where the truth lives. Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. Listen to Independent Talk 1100 KFNX streaming live at 1100KFNX.com.
Alabama's Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore is fighting back against allegations of sexual misconduct. At a Veterans Day event today, Moore told the crowd he has been falsely accused.
I have not been guilty of sexual misconduct with anyone. These allegations came only 4.5 weeks before the general election. On December 12th. Why now?
Russian leader Vladimir Putin and President Trump have met briefly today on the sidelines of an Asia-Pacific conference in Vietnam. Correspondent Ivan Watson reports Putin denied any meddling in the U.S. election, and President Trump says he accepts that claim.
Every time he sees me, he says, I didn't do that, and I believe. I really believe when he tells me, he means it. But he says, I didn't do that.
President Trump added that he is done confronting Putin since it's insulting to the Russian leader. I'm Ann Cates.
From the KFNX Weather Bug Weather Center for this morning, a mainly clear sky, sunshine today with a high of 86. It'll be mainly clear tonight, low 60. Plenty of sunshine both Sunday and Monday with highs each day 80. Tuesday, partly sunny, high 82. I'm meteorologist Jim Minaldi from the KFNX Weather Bug Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 72 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage, BK10123, will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now, 602-606-6728. And save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 32323.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 32323 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days, but the best tip is start with someone you know, like your local Allstate agent, because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future, or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
It's that time again. Medicare's open enrollment period is here, but not for long. Don't let time slip away. There are only 7 weeks between October 15th and December 7th to learn what changes are being made to your current plan, explore other options, and make changes if necessary. Now is the time to review and see what's new. What changes are coming in 2018? Will you be paying more for your health care? Will your doctor still be available to you? Will your medications require a higher copay? Is your plan still the right plan? Don't make a mistake. December 8th will be too late. Call Tina Borges at TRB Insurance Service. Tina and her team of licensed, certified, and experienced agents will provide honest answers and accurate information, allowing you to make a well-informed healthcare decision. Call today to schedule your plan review. 602-758-8998. That number again is 602-758-8998. Or email her at tinab@trbinsurance.com. All services are provided at no cost and with no obligation.
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers is brought to you by Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance. Give Steve a call today for all your insurance needs, 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show. You're going to drive me crazy with that.
What's the name of that movie where,
we're going to figure
it out. School movie, the old school movie where it's kind of a simpleton in the middle of a small town USA. What is the name of that movie? Oh my God.
Rick's playing me a clip during the break from this movie. It's one of my favorite movies. It's an independent movie. Anyway.
There, I'll play the clip. Then you guys call in and tell us the name of this movie is.
Oh my God. This is what we do during the breaks. We try to humor each other.
Yeah, go ahead.
Anyway.
Oh, Jesus. Go ahead.
You're fine. All right. Anyway, you're with the Elton Brothers. We've been hanging around the Valley since 1976. You can call us anytime. 480-451-3318. 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. If you've missed any part of the show, being archived on our website. eltonbrothers.com. Listen to past shows. Search the MLS. Get all the current listings. As soon as they hit the market, nothing to lose. Completely free. And it's all at eltonbrothers.com. Your one-stop shop for real estate across the valley. I want to make a correction. We were talking about that land in Belmont. I think I incorrectly said that Engel paid $11 million. They actually paid $75 million for this land out there where Bill Gates is, developing out there. And they paid $75 million, and then they paid $11 million in payments toward the purchase, and several million more on platting, engineering, and other costs to design communities.
Engel did.
Engel Homes, yeah. And then they went bankrupt after spending all of this money, close to $15 million. They had to file for bankruptcy protection.
God, timing is everything.
And so the Belmont Master Plan, which now includes another 4,800 acres of land owned by the state of Arizona, is back on track for development. And so they're saying we're in a 3 to 5 year window where you could actually see housing developed. And that's a lot of because it's been entitled. All the platting has been done. Ready to go. You're going to see commercial properties out there. You're going to see infrastructure. You're going to see all kinds of stuff because of this I-11 planned corridor that is going on. So it's just incredible all the growth that is happening in the Valley of the Sun. Yeah. Speaking of that.
Yes, Dave.
So we're talking about a lot of what we're doing. We're working with a lot of investors who are buying rental property. How many, have you had any calls lately about people wanting to purchase your house?
Like, I get letters. I get letters every day.
Suddenly, now that we have some equity, aren't those fun? Because, you know, they don't know we're real estate agents.
So, we get letters on.
I like to play with those people a little bit. Yeah, what? Sure. Thinking about it. What? How much?
Well, most of the time it's like OfferPad or Open Door.
There is those entities.
They will send you letters and try to get you to sell your property for 80 cents on the dollar.
Yeah. A lot of the investors who are going to buy your house or make offers on it, they are going to be 25% under market. That's in general. But anyway, what I thought we'd do, Catherine Rieger has a nice column that we refer to quite a bit on the show. She kind of listed some top valley areas. So you might be interested in picking up some rental property, trying to find stuff, you know, in the lower price range that's decent housing. And you know what came in number one on her list? Very interesting, Rick. Yep. Levine.
For rental properties?
Levine. Zip code 85339. Ranked 11th in the country, first in Arizona.
Wow.
How about that? Levine number one. Queen Creek, zip code 85143, ranked 13 in the in Arizona. Or no, second in Arizona, 13 in the nation. Average percentage return 11.1%.
Napoleon Dynamite.
That's it! Oh, I knew it had a D in it. I knew it had a D in it.
Napoleon Dynamite.
One of the classics of all time.
I mean, I don't, you know.
What, now, the actor's name, Heater? Heater. That was the actor's name, right?
You ever take it off any sweet jumps?
It's a sledgehammer.
It's a sledgehammer.
You got shocks, pegs, lucky.
He just walks around that movie in like a kind of a fog.
I had a mongoose.
I remember that. That was so funny. That's what makes me laugh about that is I remembering you with that kind of a bike, taking it over the jumps and all that stuff. Yeah. And he's trying to jump like a curb or something.
Right. And he's got pegs. He's got pegs to go over a curb. Lucky. Sweet. It's a sledgehammer. So it's too funny.
It's a perfect.
Funny stuff. Anyway, go back to what you were saying.
I'm into Napoleon Dynamite.
Sorry to interrupt.
So we're giving you some zip codes. So you got, just to review that list in case I know you're riveted. You got Levine, Queen Creek, El Mirage coming in at number three.
You know why?
El Mirage.
I've never understood what is going on with El Mirage. You got new community. You got newer homes. You have, it's kind of like smack in the middle between Glendale and Peoria. Right?
Yeah.
Avondale?
10.4% return.
You got the lower priced homes that would definitely rent.
You said a couple of key things though. You said newer, and newer is very important for rental property because you don't want to have, any kind of fixing up, like a lot of the investors we're working with, they will not purchase anything over, 2000 and earlier. So if you can find newer and get the premium rents, that's going to be translating into better ROI.
It seems to me like the bullseye pricing and size and is for rental properties is between 1,500 and 1,700 square feet.
Yeah.
What?
1,500 to 2,000.
Right around in there. Single level, two car garage, no pool, built in say 2000 or newer that are going to be between 225 and 250. That is like the bullseye rental, safe rental income. Long-term growth type of property.
And I think some of these properties are actually even under 200. You need to get, obviously, the lower you go, the better the return you can be. But, then, of course, rent rates are going to vary. South Phoenix has a zip code 85043 that came in at number four on her list. And Maricopa, 85319, came in at number five with a 10% average return. So Maricopa, you have newer housing, lower prices.
Higher rents.
I don't know about higher rents, but because it's a lower price.
Compared to the
comparatively,
price that you're getting the house for.
Now, you're a little bit of further away, so
that's
appreciation
why
may not be, or it may. I mean, we don't know.
That's why El Mirage makes so much sense.
You like El Mirage?
Well, just because the average price home in El Mirage is going to be less, but the rents are going to be comparative.
Right. That's what you're looking for. Higher rents, price per square foot on the rents, lower price. We do a lot of work in that El Mirage Peoria. Peoria And Sun City now has a non-55 kind of area that we've been purchasing in quite a bit, in that 200 to 250 range, right off the 303. Mm.
Yeah, bullseye area out there, 303. Bill Gates ought to buy all that land off the 303.
Sounds like he is.
Because pretty soon it's all going to be car dealerships. It's going to be malls. It's going to be...
Have you seen... I have seen a color code. If you go online, I don't know if it's Maricopa.gov or one of these government websites, you can see they have color codes for all the development going up and down the 303 freeway between I-10 and I-17, or up to Vistancia and Happy Valley. It is going to be... It's a going to be. What is planned for that area is incredible. And that's just, that's the 303. Obviously, we're talking about even further west. So lots of growth going on. You want to talk about a listing, Rick? We got a couple minutes.
I do. I want people to chime in. Give us a call here at the station, 602-277-5369. Give us a call. We'll talk about anything real estate or anything at all.
Actually. Napoleon Dynamite.
All right. So go ahead. I want to talk about, we have 2 minutes. Go ahead. You can go.
Well, I thought I was giving you a platform for our new listing in Costa Verde.
Oh, Costa Verde. This is a gem in Costa Verde. It is the absolute Montelusia in Costa Verde. It's a single level, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 3-car garage on 11,000-square-foot private lot back in the common area, 2,000 square feet, built in 95, $560,000. We just put this house on the market yesterday. Getting quite a bit of activity on it, actually. My phone's kind of blowing up.
If you go on eltonbrothers.com, you can see some great drone photography. Yeah. And the reason, Rick, this house is priced at a premium is because the lot is one of the best lots in the subdivision, right? Yeah. It looks like Montelusia.
And this is in Scottsdale. It's at 100th Street and Frank Lloyd Wright. Beautiful north-south lot, and it's in North Scottsdale. This is one of the newer ones that we just took yesterday. All right. Well, then we'll finish up when we're done after the break.
We're going to get into some more listings, some more investment opportunities, a special rental property deals of the week. Much more on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly, your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
How would you like to cruise to an exotic destination like Alaska, Europe, or Hawaii? Then you need to call Don Plunkey at Cruise Planners. Now is the perfect time to be planning your spring and summer vacation. Book a cruise and receive an additional $50 shipboard credit when you mention KFNX.
I'm Don Plunkey for Cruise Planners in Phoenix. We have great prices with all the extras. Call 602-687-7652. We'll plan your vacation as if it's our own. Call today, 602-687-7652.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 32323.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 32323 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
Veterans face treacherous situations filled with peril while serving our country. Many veterans come home physically injured, suffering with PTSD, have traumatic brain injuries or other ailments. Treatment is available, but we need your help. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of generous citizens like you, improves veterans' lives on a daily basis across the United States. For over 45 years, Help Heal Veterans has provided over 30 million therapeutic art kits and craft projects to these critically injured veterans, at no charge to them. Doctors, therapists, and brain injury experts recommend this type of therapy. Since the beginning of World War I, over 100 years ago, art and craft therapy has proven to improve gross motor skills, improve memory, and lessen anger issues in healing veterans. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. Help a veteran. Visit HealVets.org.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage BK 10123 will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now 602-606-6728 and save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518.
Cause down the road you find someone else could look in. Down the road you find another sweet baby could
fill. What do you do? That's right. You're back with the Elton Brothers. Dave and Rick Elton. Still doing short sales, bank repos, distressed properties. Also family court appointed special real estate commissioners. When you can't get along with your spouse and you got to sell your house, you bring in
the Elton Brothers.
You name it. We are here to help.
Did you see Elton John on the, did I interrupt you?
Yeah, I'm trying to get through the spiel, Rick.
Okay, get through your
the
spiel.
The spiel, you know, and then like we've been doing for 10 years.
Get through your spiel.
You know your cues.
No.
Anyway, we are here to help. Call us direct anytime. 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email, EltonBrothers, one word, at Cox.net. Yes, Rick. How can I help you?
Did you see Elton John on the Today Show?
I did not. I've seen Elton John in concert at the Dodger Stadium, but I did not see him at the Today Show. That was about 25 years ago.
I was just going to say Dodger Stadium.
That was when he could actually, you know.
That's when the thing was first built.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was pretty fun. I mean, we have that Elton John intro
song. Elton.
And he was listening to Elton.
I knew there was a connection.
He looks great. He looks like he's, you know, lost some weight and he's the king, Elton John. Well, should I say the queen? Anyway.
King and queen. All right.
We got another 10 minutes. Give us a call here on the station, 602-277-5369. You want to talk about anything real estate? We're going to talk some about some distressed properties. We're going to talk about some of our listings. We got some amazing listings on the market now, and we got some coming soon. And there's just a lot of activity out there. People are buying and selling. The weather is cooler. People are out and about. Like Joe and Marty, they're out and about. He just left me a message. Thank you very much for the message. That was very sweet. He was saying that our show puts Russell Shaw to bed, to shame.
I guess that implies that somebody knows who Russell Shaw is.
Right, I guess so.
Okay.
I think
we'll let you guys fill in that blank. All right. Do you want to get to listings?
I do.
Just a couple?
I talked about this property in Costa Verde. 3-bedroom, 2-bath for $560 on the most amazing lot. We put that on the market yesterday. I want to talk about this property up in the Northwest Valley, 67th Avenue and Happy Valley. This is a 5-bedroom, 3-full-bath, 2230 square feet, backs to the common area in Preserve at Desert Mountain. I mean, an amazing property for $279,000. Got an offer on it yesterday. But we're still kind of messing with it. We have some activity on it. But where are you going to find a 5-bedroom, 3-bath, 2-story house for under $300,000? You call the Elton Brothers, and we'll tell you.
There you go.
Amazing property.
How about this one? This came back on the market. We had it under contract. Just came back on the market last week. 3-bedroom, 2-bath, totally remodeled. I mean completely remodeled. We're talking about a new roof. We added a bathroom, flooring, counters, cabinets, landscaping, everything under the sun. This is in North Phoenix. It was 225. We got it at 209 now. 3-bedroom, 2-bath, beautiful backyard in the Lookout Mountain area near Tapatio. 209.
How about at 100th Street and Frank Lloyd Wright in Northeast Scottsdale? If you're looking for 10 bedrooms, 7,215 square feet, 6 bathrooms. Built in 78, but partially remodeled. This is on 2 acres. It has got a pool. It's got a barn. The highest and best use for this particular property is for an assisted living or a school. We are now investigating schools, charter schools, and
bed and breakfast, maybe.
It has got so much multi-use property to it because it's over an acre. The limited use permits that could be issued to this property are pretty extensive. Anyway, single level on 2 acres for $1,895,000. If you are in the school charter school business or the assisted living, sober living business, give us a call. Or if you just want to live in a massive house that's got miles of architecture.
And the thing about it is,
Southwest architecture.
You can't beat the location. The location, 100th and Cactus. I mean, that is bullseye North Scottsdale, close to the freeway, but not too close. Incredible homes all around it. Give us a call on that one.
I just want to talk about this lot.
I guess so. I wanted to talk about something, but.
But no, go ahead.
Go.
Go ahead, you talk. No. Age before beauty. Go ahead.
I was just going to do that alternative thing. So you give one and then I give one.
Right.
I
understand.
That's like a tennis volley.
I understand. It's like ping pong. Go ahead.
Kinda.
Go ahead.
So somebody hit it into the net. All right. How about Winfield? 24-hour guard gated, 2-bedroom and a den. The popular Ambiance floor plan. This is a short sale subject to bank approval. A rare short sale, I might add. It was at 489. Now we're at 449.5, almost 2,300 square feet. Built in 2000 in Winfield. You cannot beat it. And the house has been updated as well.
Talk about Mercer.
I talked about Mercer. 209. Your lot.
I'll talk about this lot in Fire Rock in Fountain Hills. Fire Rock Country Club. If you want to live hillside and you want to build a custom home hillside in Fountain Hills, we have the perfect lot for $275,000, 0.92 acres in beautiful Fire Rock Country Club in Fountain Hills. The rest, go on eltonbrothers.com and check out all of our listings.
I want to give one more. We got a new one.
Go ahead.
We just put it up yesterday. This is a rental in Sun City, but not a 55-plus community. Anybody can live there. It is the best view lot in the neighborhood. Complete, expansive eastern mountain views. Nobody behind. It sits up on a knoll. It's 2,100 square feet, 4-bedroom, 2-bath. $1,500 a month. It's fully updated. It's got, you know, that wood look tile flooring.
Yes.
It's got granite counters throughout. We're putting new carpet in on Wednesday this week. It's ready to go right now. $1,500 a month. There
you
go.
Oh, you know what? You know, that one, I thought, you're looking for a long-term lease on that?
No, 12-month minimum. A normal rental. Somebody come out there.
All right, let's talk about some of these distressed sales.
Now, these are actually what I would call rental property possibilities.
Okay, so investment properties.
Investment properties, yes. Not so much distressed, but investment properties. Take a look.
I like this one in Phoenix. 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, 1,400 square feet, built in 01 for $185,000. That's exactly the model we talked about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, they're out there. This one just on the market in Litchfield Park. This is right near that 303 I-10 corridor. 3-bedroom, 2-bath, almost 1,600 square feet, built in 03. So it kind of checks some of those boxes. Just came on the market for $195,000. That should cash flow all day long.
How about Glendale? 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, 1,352 square feet, built in 94, $159,000. That's $113 a foot. This should cash flow.
This is one of the better ones I could find in Tempe. 3 bedrooms, 2.5. That's 2¾ baths, almost 1,500 square feet, built in 96, just on the market at $255,000 in Tempe.
How about Avondale? We talked about Avondale a little bit ago. This is Catherine Rieger. She likes this area. 4 bedrooms, 2 baths, 1,700 square feet, built in 02 for $175,999, $109 a foot. This is one that any investor should go out and pick up pretty quickly. We should call our guy on this one.
Red Mountain area, Mesa, 3-bedroom, 2-bath. 1,300 plus square feet, just on the market for $190,000. One in Peoria, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, almost 1,500 square feet on the market, $185,000. So there's a few out there. There's another one in Peoria for $185,000. We set up this website, 1100 homes. What is it, Rick? 1100homedeals.com. 1100homedeals.com. Check out. There's a whole bunch of potential deals of the week.
So what do you look for as an investor? If you're going to go out and buy rental property, you want to run rental comps in the area. You want to see how many rental properties are on the market. Before you buy it, you want to know how much money you're going to need to put into the property to get those rents that are advertised.
Do all the numbers up front, obviously. You got to have all the taxes, insurance, all the costs, and know what the rent's going to be. Have a good idea about that. You know, the guys that I'm working with, several guys, and they are looking for stabilized areas, single level, like you said, no pool, newer stuff. If you have that, you can call us. 480-451-3318 if you want to list your house. We got flexible fees. You can call us on that. Want to thank our special guest, even though she wasn't with us. We thank her anyway. Deanne Reisner, Suburban Mortgage. And our other incredible sponsor, Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance. And how about, we got some new ones coming on in the weeks ahead. Preston's Steakhouse, Arrowhead Grill, some of the best restaurants in town. Inspect 10 Home Inspections, Alliance Pest Management. Courtney's behind the glass today. Thank you very much. Remember, if you have a home to sell, we've got flexible fees, a radio show, 35-plus years combined real estate experience. Set your listing appointment today. Give us a call, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. Check out eltonbrothers.com, one-stop shop for real estate across the valley. See you next Saturday, 10 a.m. right here. The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 323233.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 323233 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days, but the best tip is start with someone you know, like your local Allstate agent, because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future, or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix.